A little less conversation, a little more action. All this aggravation ain't satisfaction in me. A little more bite, a little less spark. A little less fight, a little more spark. Close your mouth and open up your heart and maybe satisfy me. Satisfy me, baby. Maybe close your eyes and listen to...
Welcome to Misinformation. I'm Zach.
And I am Eric, definitely not Corey.
Definitely not Corey. Corey couldn't be with us today because he's at work. He has a real job doing stuff that we're not allowed to talk about. We've got the new recording equipment. We're in my new home studio, which is pimp. Pimp because we have a folding table, which makes it fucking awesome.
Yes, pimped. I feel like I'm getting pimped. This is my first time. Be gentle.
Yeah, it's true. I'll ease it. I'll just put the head in. It's... We'll play a little, just put the head in.
Just grease the passageways, get it smooth.
Indeed. Yeah, so we brought Eric in. Eric's a good buddy of mine. We've known each other for a long time. We used to work at a large retail establishment together, which we can not name because Eric still works there.
It's true.
Yeah. It wasn't Walmart, though, because we have to establish that right now because neither one of us can afford to be sued by Walmart at this point.
So that is true.
We'd also like to mention this show is brought to you by Shinerbach and Leinenkugel's Honey Weiss. It's nice recording at home because now I can drink beer while I record.
If you hear the clanking of bottles, that's just us. Don't mind.
Yeah, don't mind us. We're fine. Eric, you're a little nervous today about being on the show, right? You've never done anything like this before?
No, I've never done anything like this before.
I tried to tell Eric, hey, Eric, you're just a naturally funny guy. Just be yourself. Be you. Don't worry about the fact that people all over the world listen to the show. The fact that we could be reaching close to maybe almost 60 listeners right now. Try not to let that bother you, that there's people in Ireland and Australia. And now, somehow, Chile.
Not helping. What kind of pep talk is this?
I don't know, but Chile? How the fuck did we get a listener in Chile is what I want to know. Because I have no fucking idea. We can track who our listeners are on the website, and it comes up as Chili one day.
I think maybe they were trying to Google the Kelly Clarkson song "Miss Independent" and they ended up on Misinformation. Boy, are they disappointed!
Oh man, I tell you what, they could have been looking for Misinformation, our show, and probably were still disappointed.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, honestly,
they came here expecting the infamous Zach and Corey, and they get Zach and some other guy.
Well, no, I'm saying even if they listen when it's me and Corey, they're probably still going to be just really, really disappointed.
I was trying to give you a little credit.
I appreciate that, but you know. So we have Chile.
Mm-hmm.
Now we have Okinawa, Japan.
Okay.
And we have where the fuck is DTCW? What the fuck's his name? He's in Hong Kong. We got a guy in Hong Kong. What we have is a lot of Americans that are, you know, expatriates. They're somewhere else. They're you know, they're somewhere doing something,
mm-hmm.
and they want to hear American voices. They don't care whether we're good or not.
Or you're paying your friends to go to other countries and listen to your radio show.
God, that would get fucking expensive.
Yes, it would.
You know, and I use the expatriate probably isn't the right term. Rob, who listens from Okinawa, is currently in the military. He's getting transferred to Hawaii, though.
Nice.
That'll be a tough gig, huh?
Yeah.
Just for Christ's sake, Rob, watch the radar. Because about 65 years ago, somebody wasn't paying attention to the radar, and everything went to shit, okay? All right? I don't need the Japanese printing new currency and getting ready to come over to California anytime soon, all right? So keep an eye on the goddamn radar. I don't ask much. I just ask to not get bombed in my sleep. I don't mind sitting in front of the microphone getting bombed, though. Thank you, Shinerbach.
It's true.
So we discovered when we worked together that apparently all through our lives we had missed each other by 15 minutes.
Yeah, it's true.
Remember that?
Yeah.
We used to live on the same street, didn't we? On Birch there?
My nephew lived on Birch. Your nephew lived on Birch, still family ties.
Yeah, right. And then we drove the same car.
Yes.
Did we fuck any of the same chicks? Because that would make me...
That would be a little unstable. I don't think I can handle that.
I don't know. You smell a little bit like Ann Waters today. Maybe it's just the beer. I'm just saying.
Maybe I'm just nervous pissing myself over here on the radio show. That's a familiar scent I hear with her.
I don't know what you're talking about. She's got a Facebook and a MySpace, almost.
Does she?
I almost looked it up.
Rubber sheets should be the headline.
It should. That girl pissed all over me. yeah, I don't know. Well, yeah, so... Did you see Iron Man?
I did see Iron Man.
What'd you think?
I thought it was great.
Yeah.
Probably the best superhero effort so far.
I would agree. I've been saying the same thing. Right up there with first Superman.
Yeah.
The original.
Definitely.
Richard Donner, Superman. The writing was spectacular. It was a nice long movie. They fleshed out the story. Everything you wanted to hear, everything you wanted to see, boom, there it was. I would have liked to have seen Pepper Potts naked.
Yeah.
But I guess we can't have it all. No. I don't want to, there might be some people who haven't seen it yet, so I don't want to do too many spoilers, but just the one-liners alone throughout the movie were spectacular.
Excellent, excellent.
Give me a scotch. I'm starving.
Yeah. That says it all. Hey, that was actually, he thought the camera was off at that point. That was just him reverting back to his old habits.
Really? I think it's great to give a recovering alcoholic a role as an alcoholic, though.
I know. It was a stretch, wasn't it?
Oh, fuck. I'm worried about him
now. Play a rich drunk.
They're going to find him in in an alleyway somewhere playing a harmonica naked or something now. You know, it's going to be terrible.
And that's after he plays a black man in Ben Stiller's next effort.
Oh, that's right. A Tropic Thunder. Yeah. Thunder. Did you see the thing on, what were they on? American Idol?
The Pips?
Yeah.
Yeah, did.
Was that not spectacular?
It was hilarious.
I tell you, the nice thing about Robert Downey Jr. is now that he's clean and sober, that guy will go a mile for a laugh.
He's hilarious.
No, he's a very naturally funny guy.
It's true.
He's not afraid to embarrass himself. He's not afraid to do the good shit you need to do for comedy. You know, there's not a lot of, high-tier Hollywood actors that'll do that. Brad Pitt will do it. Mm-hmm. He's not afraid to dress up in a monkey suit and set off some car alarms,
We may get to see him stretch his superhero muscles, too.
Really?
I saw a little post on a movie forum that I frequent, and apparently some people are eyeing him as a possible contender for Thor when they decide to get that up and running.
Really?
Yeah. Of course, the only thing they have to make you go, ooh, Thor, is they put up this picture of him when he was in Troy, because he's got the long blonde hair, of course,
right.
But
I don't know if he's big enough, though.
I think they should just get that dude from Adventures in Babysitting. Wonder what he's up to nowadays. Probably actually changing tires.
In between meth hits in the fucking bathroom.
Yeah.
I don't even... That guy's not even anybody, is he?
I don't know.
He's good enough. Just as long as they stay away from Dolph Lundgren.
Oh, God.
Remember when Dolph Lundgren was the muscular blonde guy staple in every fucking movie in the 80s?
I do.
It's like, hey, we need a blonde guy with biceps. I'll get Dolph Lundgren. Well, he's busy. All right, get fucking Bosworth. Get Brian Bosworth. That's how that turned out.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking Stone Cold Brian Bosworth rides a motorcycle, breaks up gangs because he's Stone Cold Brian Bosworth. Fucking, who puts a football player in a movie? And you know what's going to happen? He's going to end up stabbing his wife and some waiter.
Bound to happen.
That's what happened last time a football player was in a movie.
I still remember Dolph Lundgren as the Punisher. Anybody?
Oh, that movie was not good.
No, it was not good.
Well, it was rated like PG-13 or something too, wasn't it? I mean, it wasn't... The new Punisher was good because they did some shit in that movie. He tortured some people.
He did.
Best scene by far in that movie is when he's grilling the steak. And he touches the fucking popsicle to the dude's side.
Yes.
He's like, it feels cold when it's really hot. Spectacular.
Very, very good.
That's a good flip. I need to pick that up.
I'm actually disappointed that Thomas Jane is not going to be the Punisher in the sequel.
Why wouldn't he?
He dropped out because he was not happy, apparently, with what they were doing with the script. And he bailed, and then sad to hear, right after he bailed, they started reworking the script anyway, and now it's sounding like it actually might shape into something decent.
God damn it. And it sucks, because he's a good actor. It pretty much broke him in.
Yeah.
I mean, he came in and he's done a ton of shit since that. Have you seen The Mist?
I have not seen The Mist.
You need to see that fucking movie, man.
But I am a fan.
It's a good movie. Good. Do you read a lot of Stephen King?
I do.
Have you read the Dark Tower series?
I have.
The whole thing?
Yeah.
The neat thing is, The Mist, you're going to start to see connections that you didn't know were there.
Really?
And the movie. Frank Darabont put a lot of shit in there, which, the other Stephen King movies, a lot of them look like they should have gone direct to video. And this movie has a lot of meat in it. It's very fucking... And the shit that you're sitting there the whole time going, I wish this would happen, it happens.
Really?
Oh, it's fucking... And I don't want to ruin it for anybody. The movie's been out for like 6 months, but... Did you read From a Buick 8?
No.
From a Buick 8 is about a car that they just find. The Pennsylvania Highway Patrol finds on the side of the road, and it's a low man's car, you know, from the Dark Tower series. Right. And we're boring the shit out of people who don't listen.
I know,
but,
everyone's
know what?
Like,
fuck
what
it.
The hell is this?
Fuck it, because when Corey's the co-host, I gotta talk about queer shit like radio stuff. But, you know, with you as a co-host, I get to fucking talk about comic books and movies and the shit that makes me hard. Okay?
I gotta back up a little bit. Actually, no, I don't.
No, you don't. You could be sitting on my lap and wouldn't even feel it.
I don't think people were expecting to tune into Fanboy Hour this week.
Hey, but you know what? I'm all right with it.
I enjoy it.
I tell you what, you know what we might even do? Maybe what me and you will just make our own fucking podcast called Fanboy Hour.
We could, or we could work on the title a little bit. That's is just all too familiar. Like, if there were any girls here right now, usually me and my nephews or whoever at family functions will engage into all these conversations about movies and speculation as to who's going to do what and what's happening. And the girls just get this fucking bored, glazed over look in their eyes, much like they do in the bedroom.
And then you hear this, which is just their knees slamming shut.
Yeah.
Like, sorry, no pussy for you.
It's true.
No pussy for you, son. No. In The Mist, there's a sweet, sweet nod to the Dark Tower in the beginning, which will just slap you in the face. If you don't recognize it, you're stupid. And then the rest of the movie really reminds me of from a Buick 8, because this low man car shows up. And they find it, and bad things happen to all the people that are, you know, involved with it. And then pretty soon all these light shows start. They hide the car because the car doesn't make any sense. It's got a dashboard and a steering wheel, but when you open the hood, and there's no motor. Okay. There's no, but it still moves like a car. So the trunk opens one day, and this light show happens, and a creature comes out of the trunk, and then immediately dies, and because it can't live in our atmosphere or whatever. Well, a lot of that kind of ties into the mist and the way these creatures die. And you're sitting there going, oh, fuck. I know this. I know these creatures. Yeah. I know what these are. And you're watching. You're like, all I want is one more Dark Tower book. I just want one more, you know, because as a fucking fanboy, as a constant reader, if you will, you want fucking another Dark Tower book because it was such a great, I'll say it, better than Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
Better, because it was just much more in-depth, more believable, related more to our world.
Yeah.
You know? And I loved it. I loved it. Blake Northern is a huge bitor on the Quick Stop boards. Yeah. Huge, huge Stephen King freak. He and I will fucking spend like hours at night PMing back and forth. Like, dude, what if they made the Dark Tower 20 years ago? Who would be the perfect Roland? Mm. Clint Eastwood, man. Yeah. Who would be the best Eddie? John Cusack, man. And we just keep going back. It's just awesome, you know. But being a nerd is a great way to go through life. I don't give a shit what anybody says.
I agree.
You know, and the worst part is, in junior high school, if you're a nerd, you get beat up all the time, you know? Well,
and the problem is, a lot of the things that we're so passionate about and that we talk openly about and are shunned for, some other people must secretly like and are just afraid to admit it because they don't want to be looked at as nerds, but some of the things that get turned into as grand a scale productions and movies that they were would not happen if they didn't have a larger following than just us underground nerds.
Right. Well, it's not like, you know, the new Batman movie is not going to be a mainstream movie.
No.
You know, I mean, it's going to be because everybody wants to see Heath Ledger's last film, and everybody wants to see, you know, Christian Bale look all muscular-y. And that's a new word.
Muscularly.
Yeah, I tell you, once I get to my line in Googles here, the words are going to keep getting more and more interesting. I'm going to be talking like I'm Irish. Yeah, you heard me, Fitzy, you drunk fuck. I love you, baby. The movie, like, if you look at Batman Begins, it was a very disjointed movie. Like, it referred to a lot of stuff that happened in the comic books, but a mainstream person doesn't appreciate what's going on there. So they're obviously aimed towards a demographic. Now, Iron Man, I don't feel that way about it all. It was a very mainstream movie, but it worked.
Yeah.
You know, but with your Batman and, see, that was the downfall of Spider-Man 3.
Yep.
Is they took a comic book movie that could have been a wink, wink, nudge, nudge to all the fanboys in America and made it a mainstream movie and fucked it in the butt.
And how?
Yeah. I mean, there's a sprung sphincter somewhere because of what happened to that movie. You know, I've waited fucking 29 years to see Venom on screen, and this is what they do with him. You know, I don't blame Topher Grace. I see him being offered this role and going, well, fuck yeah, I want to be Eddie Brock. and taking it and doing the best he could at 145 pounds soaking wet and making an Eddie Brock. But Sam Raimi needs to be punched in the fucking skull.
For allowing this to happen.
Yes. Yes. I know.
And now there's talk of him maybe not participating in the fourth film. Maybe if the story's good enough. That's always what they say, though. I'm really kind of nervous to see how this shapes up. And now they're talking, like the new trend is always, to shoot 4 and 5 back-to-back.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's going to be anything like Spider-Man 3, and they want to try and do it grand and do 2 movies at once, I just see...
Well, I think if they could split them up, though. You know what I mean? If they're gonna shoot 2 films and split up, they just too many villains.
Spider-Man 3 should have been 2 films. They tried to do way too much, yep. And they did not do any character justice in that movie. No, not one.
You know what I felt was the strongest character in the whole film, though, was the Sandman.
Yeah,
he had the most depth out of everyone. They did the most with his character in the smaller time provided. He was a more powerful character, but they you know with the rest of them it just didn't work. You know, I mean, I don't know. It made me angry. I wanted to love the movie so much. You know, I went and saw it in the theater, and I was like, okay, I'll forgive some of its transgressions because I got to see Spider-Man flying around a little bit more. But it just, the movie made me unhappy.
Yeah. You know?
The more I bought it.
It's just one hip thrust too many, I think.
Yeah. I think you're right. Well, and I bought the movie and came home and watched it and still have yet to finish it.
Yeah.
I just have it.
It was the first. I bought a PlayStation 3 and first movie I had on Blu-ray. And I popped it in long enough just to see how good the Blu-ray looked. And I still haven't finished watching that movie just because I got nothing for it.
I love that, you know, our first podcast endeavor together, we're talking about a 2-year-old movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Way to stay current.
I know.
Well, but it's cyclical. You know, it all comes back. We're talking about good superhero movies, bad superhero movies. X-Men 3, speaking of an old superhero movie that I thought was terrible. Oh, man. You know what? I would have much rather seen Beast, the movie.
Because, you may get your chance.
Yeah, no shit, because they're franchising that shit out like it's going out of style. They're like, oh, Kitty Pryde gets her own movie. Oh, great. I'm going to watch somebody walk through walls for 2 hours. That'll be fucking spectacular. Dumb cunt.
Oh, God.
Yeah, oh, sorry, I dropped a C-bomb there. And somebody was telling me the other day that's the reason they stopped listening to Misinformation. Was because apparently at one point we dropped a C-bomb and it freaked everybody out.
Hmm.
Right. What are you going to do, though?
Too much harsh for kid ears, I suppose.
Yeah, well, that's what you get for playing it during nap time at KinderCare. You know? you're gonna get in trouble for that, I think.
It's the only time I have to watch the show, and yet someone's got to watch the kids. What are you going to do? Trying to be responsible.
Earmuffs. Earmuffs. So two bad superhero movies, X-Men 3. I just didn't understand how one of the most important characters in superhero movie in superhero canon,
yeah,
Cyclops, dies, and nobody even mentions anything about it.
No, it's just kind of like, what?
As my buddy,
and now I will disintegrate people.
Well, as my buddy David Byrd says, he's like, nobody even cares, man. They're like, hey, has anybody seen Scott? No, Scott's not gone. No, it's pizza night. No, Scott. Okay, Magneto and all that stuff.
Yeah.
It's like, what the fuck?
Well, and you hear, like, my older brother Mike, he's, you know, been into comics longer than I can, you know, since anything I can remember. And he was a kid reading those comics when the original Dark Phoenix story came out. And remembers the story being so great and so involved that he cried at the death of this character. And then you build that up over how many years it takes for them to get to this point, and then they make a movie and do with it what they did with that, and it's really just a slap in the face to people that have been dying to see that done.
Well, and the bad thing about the X-Men movies, those movies were never about the fans.
No.
Never about the fans of the comic book. They were about, let's put as many pretty people in skin-tight clothes as possible and see what happens. You know, I mean, a character as important as the Angel,
yeah.
You know, and they just kind of push him off to the side and they make it be about him having daddy issues.
Yeah,
you know, lame. And I mean, he go on to become a Horseman of the Apocalypse for Christ's sake.
Right.
You know, as would Wolverine. But you know, God, we're nerds.
Well, and even yeah, it's true. You guys are in for a treat, boy. You didn't know. Well, and Juggernaut, his crowning achievement for that franchise is I'm the Juggernaut, bitch.
Yeah.
I mean...
Yeah. As he gets beat by Kitty Pryde.
Right.
Of all the X-Men or X-Men Juniors that could battle him,
And Kitty Juno cried. Takes him out. Yeah. It's pretty awesome.
That's right. That is her, isn't
that
it?
That is. That's true.
What'd you think of that movie?
I don't know. It was all right.
I felt entirely too Dawson Creeked by that movie.
Yeah.
Lots of talking, nobody saying anything.
Yeah.
You know, I love Jason Bateman in it.
That's what I was just going to say to you, is that he was my favorite part of the whole movie.
But I couldn't understand. The problem I had with the movie is I think that you could have taken Juno and made her an 18-year-old high school senior and made a lot of what was happening a lot more believable and identifiable.
Yeah.
I think that the problem that I had with that she's 16 years old, and there's this grown man openly wanting her, you know, like not in like an American Beauty kind of way, but in like a, you know, I'm in love with you, want to be with you kind of way. It doesn't make any sense to me. Like, I can't be sympathetic to his character. I can't like the guy.
Yeah.
You know, because that's dirty and kind of creepy. And she's like 9 months pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
So like, I don't know. And I also find it very, and this is a common complaint everybody will say, I find it hard to believe that she's 16. Nothing right. She says, nothing she does. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah, I was fucking my girlfriend when I was 16, but she wasn't doing it like that.
Right.
It wasn't like getting naked and have some fucking Tic Tacs and I'm going to fuck you like I own you. You know, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't like it. That's one shiner back down, baby.
You need to catch up, sir.
We gotta catch up. Fuck. Well, you know, this is like drinking beer. This ain't like getting hammered and fucking pissing your pants beer.
It's
this
true.
This is flavor. This is Leinenkugel's Honey Weiss, brought to you by... sponsor us. Sponsor us so you can cover that $4.95, goddamn. $4.95 a month.
So now, how did you feel about Jennifer Garner in said flick?
I hate Jennifer Garner and everything she's in.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why. I have yet to see her in anything where I'm like, you know what, I really like her in this. She wasn't a very sympathetic character either, though.
No.
She was very shrewish and just, like, I kept waiting for them to reveal that they were taking pictures of little kids in their basement or something.
I was waiting for something like that, too, just something creepy. And,
yeah, it just, yeah. I didn't like them at all. I don't like them. They had their characters at all. Did you see Running Scared?
I did. I was waiting for the same kind of thing, the creepy taped up basement so that you don't get any child blood on your floor.
Yeah. Or, yeah, blood I don't think is what the fluid they were going
well,
for.
No. With, well, yeah. I guess not when you suffocate the kid when you're done with them. You don't have to worry about that kind of contaminant on the floor.
Yeah, it's weird. I suppose now I should probably take the opportunity to tell people that we've been having a little trouble with the recording software. So if you hear some clicks or glitches, it's because we're still working this whole system out. It keeps stopping and starting on its own. So it's getting wacky.
Also read, Zach needs many pee breaks.
Well, that has, I've been taking the opportunity to pee when the software fucks up, is what I've been doing. It's not like, oh shit, I have to pee. Oops, the software fucked up. It's not like that at all. Okay. Dick.
He's waiting to punch me, I know it.
You son of a bitch. It's true.
That's right, I'll just hold my hand out on your forehead to keep you at bay.
you're a jerk.
Alright.
Alright, so yeah. Enough so we're done talking about Jennifer Garner because
catch and release, my friend. Oh, let her go.
I haven't seen that movie yet. I did hear that Kevin Smith was the best part of that movie.
He was, but you know, then again the movie wasn't that good, so
careful.
Not say it. He was. It was an enjoyable performance. Different side of him.
A little more like sensitivity on his part. A little more more approachable of a character.
Mm-hmm.
Plus he talked.
Yeah.
So I liked him in Die Hard.
I did too. And thank you for inviting me into your command center, by the way.
Shut up, Mom.
Yeah.
This is not so much a command. You know, I haven't even finished the decor around here. I'm going for that Chicago Bears, Iowa State Cyclones thing, and because of the flood of 08, you know, this is new carpet from the last time you were here.
It is.
Yeah, it's because the old carpet smells like poop.
What is it with you and constantly having soiled scent around you, whether it be urine or feces? Oh, man.
It's a gift. What can I say? It's fucking...
Take that gift back.
Yeah, no shit. Exchange it for something a little more lovable. You know, it sucked because we had all that water come up through the floor drain. And it soaked back into everything. And all I could picture is my poor flat-screen TV floating down the street.
You know, it's funny that you say that, because we just had all these tornadoes last Sunday.
Right.
In Parkersburg and whatnot. And
right.
And the sirens were going off here in our hometowns as well. And first thing I said to Laura is, I hope you know if we get a siren, you're helping me carry this TV downstairs. She thought I was kidding. I was not. She's worried about getting the pet porter and loading the cats up. I'm like, TV, get it.
Well, I was telling everybody that, you know, because a guy that I work with, he lost his whole house, yeah, unfortunately. But he had his wife down there and his son, and he was kind of over the top of them.
Yeah.
And I said, unfortunately, at my house, what you'd see is my fucking wife and her kids in the corner with me huddled over the top of my flat screen television.
Exactly. Well, I don't mean to make light of it at all, but I thought it was funny. One guy was telling me about, I have family in Parkersburg, right, and people that I work with. One guy telling me that, you know, you come up the stairs into what would have been your living room and is now your wasteland, and the first thing you see is a movie cover, appropriately enough, the title of which was Blown Away.
Oh, shit.
I think that probably sums up that whole experience.
You know,
like, holy shit.
You know, I feel terrible for the people that, you know, were affected. It sucks. But at least some of them have a sense of humor about it.
Yeah, everybody's...
You know, I saw some pictures that one of the guys at work took, and on the outside of the house there's a big piece of plywood spray painted on it, for sale. Skylight, open floor plan. You know, and, you know, the thing that's, it'd be a lot easier to laugh, I guess, if so many people hadn't died. You know,
yeah,
they lost seven people, and it sucks. And so many people are, you know, without homes and stuff right now, and living in hotels. Man, way to bring the fucking podcast down, Eric.
Mm.
Yeah, yeah. You know, okay, there's certain things that are funny. Certain disasters that are funny, okay?
Okay.
Plague of locusts. Hilarious. All right. Earthquake in China. Hilarious.
Yeah.
Tornadoes? Not so funny. I'm just saying.
Maybe it's just too soon.
Yeah, too soon. But my flood here, you know, granted nobody was killed in it. I laughed afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, I'm in there cleaning out stuff and trying to get the washer and dryer up on blocks and... I flipped the cover to the drain open so I could kind of reach down in there and see what was going on. And I turned to my stepdad and I said, remind me that this is open when we come back in here later.
Yeah.
He's like, okay, I will. So I go to bear down on the washer to pick it up and put it on the blocks, like 13 seconds later, and step right in that fucking hole.
Of course he did.
Knee deep in poop water.
See, the point I was trying to illustrate also, like you said, was that people are having such a good sense of humor,
right,
about it. That really, it is terrible. Like I said, I have family there. You see all these pictures and all these videos on the news, but to actually go there and see,
did you
the state of the place, was
They can't see you nodding your head.
The,
it's radio.
I'm sorry. the fact that they can remain so upbeat and so just optimistic, it really is amazing.
And you know, in something like this, what can you do? There's nothing you could have done to prevent it. You
right.
know, it's not like a hurricane where you could have boarded up your windows or, you know, when your house is completely flat and there's fucking nothing you can do.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no God, man. No God.
No.
No God. And did you see that, you know, that Reverend Phelps?
Yeah.
You know who that dickhead is?
Yeah.
Right? They were going to go and protest the funerals of the people that died in the tornadoes.
What?
Yeah. Because because we allow homosexuality. As a society, that's why the tornadoes killed.
It wasn't
people.
A gay twister.
No, maybe it was.
Maybe it was. I don't know. Wow.
Yeah, but have you ever gone to that website, GodHatesFags.com?
No.
Those people are fucking nuts, man. Nuts. Like, they don't make any goddamn sense when they fucking talk.
Right.
They hate everything. So how they can not hate themselves is a mystery to me. I don't understand.
Maybe that's the start of it all. Maybe they do. Maybe that's where their rage towards everything else comes out, their hatred.
Thank you, Dr. Phil.
Sorry. I was watching that show 30 Days. You ever watched that?
That's a good show. Yeah.
They had one on. They had two in a row last night on. One was about an atheist living with a Christian family. The next one was a straight male living in a homosexual community. Both
in a community?
Them, yeah.
Like, there's a city? Like, Gay City, USA?
Right.
Everything's colorful and finely organized.
East Hollywood. No. But just to see, like, there's just no tolerance. Like, the Christian people, it was almost like trying to convert her the second she walked into the door.
Right.
And they want you to see their point of view immediately. And when you try to advocate your point at all or explain what you believe in, they just want to tear it down.
You're going to hell.
Right, exactly.
When was the last time a Muslim knocked on your door and tried to give you a copy of the Quran?
Never.
Exactly.
Right.
Right? Okay, everybody's down on Muslims because of the extremist Muslims that blow shit up. But I've never once had Muhammad come and try to fucking convert me to his religion.
It's true.
You know, who's knocking on my door? The Jehovah's, who purport to be fucking Christian, but nobody else can get in heaven. Mm. Nope, heaven's full. 419 people in heaven were full. You can get into heaven light. Like the fucking Diet Coke of heaven. They'll let you in, you know. But you, well, how do you pitch that as a religion?
I don't
you know, Catholicism just called me and said, I'm in as long as I apologize. Beat that, bitches.
Right.
I just don't understand it. This fucking Phelps guy. You know, they ended up moving, like, some of the National Guard and some of law enforcement over to, like, these funerals to make sure that they weren't bothered in their time of mourning and everything. And I'm like, it would be very hard to be one of those National Guard guys and not just be like, I don't know, it just went off.
Yeah.
It was a very accurate misfire. I accidentally rid the world of Reverend Phelps. You know, oh man, you know why you died, Reverend Phelps? Because God hates fags. Because they blame it for everything else anyway. Fucking grease Reverend Phelps and be like, it's just because God hates fags, man. Yeah. I'm sorry. I know that dream you had about butt fucking that dude, Reverend Phelps.
Wow.
You know, all that Phelps wants is a fucking money shot right across his grill. He's probably gayer than gay. Not that there's anything wrong with that. The only problem I have with him being gay is the fact that he fucking tries to burn down every other homosexual on the planet.
Right.
You know? Which isn't fair. You know, this drinking beer while we're recording thing, kind of fun.
Yeah.
But makes me have to pee.
Yeah. Maybe this was a bad idea.
Well, it might have been, you know, in retrospect. Mm-hmm. You know, I've never had to stop a podcast for a pee break yet. I did leave a podcast once. We had guest hosts. We had guests on. Mm-hmm. And I was like, hey, Corey, keep talking to them. I got to pee.
Oh, don't you do that to me, sir. we're not that comfortable yet.
Wouldn't that suck? Hey, fill a minute and a half for me, will you?
Okay. Well,
better make it 2 minutes. It's going to be a beer pee.
Oh, no.
Be kind of sweet if I had a pisser down here.
Yeah.
I mean, then I wouldn't have to keep, you know, running up and down the stairs and waking the kids up at night when I'm down here playing Grand Theft Auto 4. Did you buy that yet?
I did.
Good, isn't it?
Yeah, although I haven't got much chance to play it. Laura keeps hogging it.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome, dude.
It's true. I wasn't eager to buy it immediately. I figured I'd get it eventually, but get it now. I want to play.
It's fun. Mm-hmm. I do find that it's easier than the older ones, though.
Yeah.
You know, even if you go into a... You can take your time. I think that cover mechanic where you can hug walls and stuff really helps a lot.
I was watching her play, and she was at the part where you take that girl out on the first date, and they were going to the bowling alley, and they're running up the walkway to there, and he bumps into her, and she turns around and starts giving him lip, and I was like, croak the bitch! Let's just see what happens. She wouldn't do it.
But I killed her.
That's how I play it.
And all it says is that you scared her away.
Oh, that's dumb.
Because I went over to her house just specifically to shoot her in the face.
Awesome.
And not in that, like, sticky, sexy way.
Right.
Like, with a bullet.
No, I know what you mean.
Yeah, all right.
That's the kind of game I'd play.
Yeah, I sight down on her, and she kind of starts to get nervous, you know, like, pap! And it's like, you have scared away... what's her name? Michelle? Yeah, Michelle. And I'm like, yeah, well, I was trying to do a little bit more to scare her away. I was trying to shoot her in the face because she's all like, Nico, speak louder. Tell me interesting things. Yeah, there's not a bug in that apartment, is there?
Right.
Yeah. Anybody, I tell you, I'm not even going to call this a spoiler because anybody who doesn't figure out that she's working for the fucking government 4 seconds into dating her is a fucking retard.
Right.
I was talking to a guy at work and he's like, she what? Are you serious, dude? Have you not fucked her yet?
What game are you playing?
Yeah, all she wants you to do is tell you about your shit when you're fucking her, and that's not cool. Mm-mm. I mean, I like it when a girl talks to you while you're fucking, like, put it on my tits, put it in my nose, you know, that kind of... What happened? That kind of stuff. You know?
God, you had me going, I'm sitting here nodding along, and then the nose. I don't know.
Tough.
Then again, you can fit, so
yes,
whatever.
And again, and the nose wouldn't even touch the sides.
Wow.
Hot dog down a hallway there for me. I got a little wiener, man. I don't know why my fucking old lady stays with me. I don't know. Have you even met Jenny yet?
Yeah.
Have you?
Always in that retail establishment in which I'm still employed.
Right. Right. But I can't talk shit about it, no matter how mad I want to right now. That sucks. You know, our boss, our store manager, I bumped into him one day. And I don't even shop there anymore.
Right.
Because the Walmart is closer for me.
Uh-huh.
But... I bumped in. He's like, so are you still not doing jokes about Target? I was like, no, fuck, I threw you get Oh, whoops.
Whoa, dude.
What happened?
Cat's out of the bag.
What happened? It, just pretend that didn't happen. It wasn't Eric's fault. It was my fault. So he asked me if I still do jokes about that place, yeah. You know, and I'm like, fuck. Or if I've stopped doing jokes or continued to not do jokes.
Yeah.
I'll get it sussed out here eventually. Wow. If I've continued to not do jokes about that place. And I was like, no, fuck. No, I threw you guys under the bus a long time ago. He's like, that's not cool. I don't work for you no more, man.
Right on.
It's like, it's open season. If you don't like what I got to say, maybe you should change your fucking practices.
It's true.
Maybe you should make the customer first. You can't agree with anything or disagree with anything I'm saying right now. I understand. It's
time
cool.
to make the donuts. Wow.
We'll change the subject so you don't get in trouble.
Well played, sir.
I would like to say that the opinions expressed in this podcast do not reflect Eric or his position at the retail establishment that he works. They are strictly the opinions of Zach and Zach Barclay Enterprises. Copyright.
Thanks for that.
Yeah, sure, no problem. Wow. No, yeah. You know, the funny thing is Corey did the same thing one day to himself.
Yeah.
He said I actually did it to him too. I have a habit of fucking outing people.
Dick.
Yeah. Well, I said his email address on the podcast, like his work email address. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, fuck. So I went back and cut it out. And, you know, depending on this new software, I might be able to go back and cut that out.
I'm not too worried about it.
And I won't bother. Since the software stops every fucking 5 minutes and we have to reboot it anyway.
Right. We're probably going to cut right over something that we didn't even realize.
Yeah. Yeah. Like the whole show.
Right.
Like we'll just start in the middle. Like, yeah, Iron Man. Dude, remember the part where we introduced ourselves? That was a pretty sweet one. Fuck. Yeah. Wow. So, you been to the comic book store lately?
No, I have not. I'm way behind. The last comic shop I went to was in Cedar Rapids.
Really?
And, I was down there working or getting trained for a new position at work.
That place.
I walk into this comic shop that I drove past and I expecting it to be some little cool, you know, hole in the wall spot with a lot of neat little things. And I walk in and about the coolest thing they have on the wall is an autographed picture of Chris Farley. Everything else is just kind of like,
really?
All right. I was like, this is
not what I expected.
No, at all. I thought it was going to be great.
I when I was in Arizona, I went down to Arizona on vacation about 3 weeks ago, and we went to Bisbee, is this real like artsy community in the mountains, and we went checking out all these antique shops. And I go into an antique shop, and I see a picture of Steve Martin autographed.
Nice.
I'm like, sweet. So I grab it, flip it over, and it's got his set list on the back of it. I'm like, I'm fucking buying this, right? $35. Yeah. I start looking at it a little closer. I'm like, wait a minute. This is like a fucking reproduction of his.
Xerox.
Well, it wasn't Xerox because the signature was blue.
Yeah.
But, and I'm like, so I read down at the bottom of his set list, and at the bottom of his set list in fine print it says, copyright 1975, Wild and Crazy Guy. I'm like, I have that album.
Yeah.
So I come home, and I'm out in the garage yesterday looking for a receipt for my computer so I can take it in and put more RAM on it, which apparently didn't help at all because it fucking keeps
timing out
on it. Yeah, oh, your audio is out of sync. But I find the record out there, and I just kind of pinch the jacket. You know how you can pinch it?
And it's right there.
It's right in there.
Holy shit.
I'm so glad I didn't pay $35 for that thing that I already had.
Good God.
I was like, God damn. Because, well, and I'm glad I looked at it, because I was like, fuck, it's a signed picture of Steve fucking Martin, man. That'll go on my desk when I have one. Rather than my folding table.
Yeah. Which, how bad would that be if the legs just gave out on this thing at some point?
I'd be a little pissed.
Yeah.
There's about $4,000 worth of fucking shit on here.
Well, you know, recording difficulties this week, next week, what is it?
Yeah, it'll be something. I don't know. Supposedly the core is supposed to be coming over tomorrow to record. Maybe he might know some more about this stuff. They use, at the radio station, it used to be called Cool Edit, and now it's something else. Adobe bought it, so it's something else entirely, but that stuff is fucking flawless. I mean, and you can edit within. It's, ow, fuck. That's awesome. But nobody wants to hear about that.
No.
So, you know, I haven't been to the comic book store since February. I went in there and dropped like $60. I bought my stepdad the whole, the graphic novel, the Gunslinger graphic novel.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm still missing book 7. I have 2 copies of book 5, though.
I hate when I do that.
Well, you know, and it had been so while since I bought them, I just went and grabbed it. And I'm like, God, this looks kind of familiar, right? So I'm like, it's the same. So I bought the same copy.
Yeah.
And then I went and bought Buffy. It ended up with a variant cover of the same. So I've got like doubles of two different fucking episodes. I know, it's
that,
two issues.
That happened with me on Buffy and with Astonishing X-Men. And I've got like two copies of number 13 and 14 and no copy of number 15.
You know, I remember back when things were simpler and you didn't have all this variant cover bullshit.
Right.
Especially because like with Buffy, Angel, mostly with Buffy and Angel, they have the really neat realistic covers. And then they have the cartoony comic book covers. I prefer the realistic looking covers, you know, even though the art inside doesn't reflect that at all. I just, I think they look neater for when someday when I have my shelves up and I have them displayed, you know, in my office. And so I'm like, God damn it. You know, I don't want this one. I don't want the one where they're repelling out of the fucking plane looking like fucking Hello Kitty. I don't need that one.
That was a good one.
So yeah, that pissed me off because I'm like, God damn it. Why? Why do you do this to me? Comic book store? You know, you used to get, like, I want to get the Civil War.
Yeah.
But it's branched out so fucking far.
There's a lot to keep up with.
Oh, and even if you buy the bound issues, like the graphic novel type ones, you have to get them all of, like, the Avengers and Hulk and Spider-Man and, you know, all the different things that are involved. And there was so much to that story. I don't think I can afford it, man.
I know.
But, you know, it seemed like a really neat story, really. And then as soon as they came out of that Civil War arc, everything's been shit.
Right.
I mean, so I've only been buying Gunslinger and Buffy and Angel.
Yeah, me too.
Which I'm
way behind on, though, like I said.
How many issues is that Angel one do you have?
Just the first one. And then like Buffy, I don't even remember where I left off. I left off right when they were bringing Faith back in to go infiltrate...
Oh, right. I finished through that, and because, man, I like me some Dush. even a comic book version of some Dush Q, I'll fucking take it. That is, I will leave my fucking old lady in a second for some Dush Q. Oh, fuck, man, that is just...
You must be excited for Dollhouse, then.
You know, I don't know much about it. They're like assassins or secret agents or something, or what's the deal?
It's like Recall. They upload you with certain skills or memories. You can get hired out for missions or a date or anything, really.
Where do I call?
You come back to the Dollhouse and they put you back in this childlike state where you don't remember anything other than what they want you to. And then her character eventually starts to become more aware, starts to remember things, and go from there.
Wow. Yeah, you know, I like it. It's a mid-season replacement, though, so we won't see it till January.
Right.
Yeah.
But you got her in it so far. You got Amy Acker.
Oh, really?
Coming back.
Yeah.
And who knows who else.
I'm not a big Amy Acker fan.
Right.
You know, I liked her a lot better as Illyria than I did as Fred.
Right.
She was just fucking badass. Mm-hmm. I like me some Summer Glau, though. Mm-hmm. But she's already busy. You know, right. She's got that.
Terminator.
Some little series.
Yeah.
Little series executive produced by somebody.
Who is it? What is it?
I don't know. Yeah. Have you watched that?
I have.
The Terminator?
Yeah.
No? What do you think?
I kind of like it.
Yeah. You know, I didn't get into it until... I mean, I watched every episode, but I wasn't real blown away by it until the finale.
I know. And then it left me mad that we only got that many episodes for a season.
Well, and I just... getting invested in the characters was a little tough for me.
Yeah.
You know, until they brought Brian Austin Green in.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know what? I can start to like these people.
Yeah. You know who they're bringing in? Apparently. See, I do all this speculating. I'm giving you guys all this potentially false information. But apparently next season, Shirley Manson, the lead singer from Garbage, is going to be taking on some kind of role on the show.
Really?
So I don't...
I thought she was dead.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on there.
Stupid girl. But we'll never release another
this show, and now all of a sudden there's all this talk about reinvigorating the Terminator series. They got the fourth movie that they're working on.
Well, they've got the Christian Bale signed on for a trilogy.
Yeah.
So, I guess.
Kind of weird.
I don't know. Who are you going to find to be a Terminator, though? I mean, that's been their problem, except for Robert Patrick, right? Robert Patrick was great as a new Terminator, but the Christiana Loken was terrible. I was not impressed.
Right.
You know, these T-888s, the 888s, I'm not real impressed with any of those guys. None of them have the... this is going to sound stupid, but none of them have the charisma that Arnie had.
Yeah.
You know, even in the first movie where he was pretty much one-dimensional, kill, kill, kill.
Yeah.
You know, but these guys are just, hey, let's find a muscular guy, like an underwear model or something, and make him a Terminator. Let's do that, see what happens.
Right.
You know?
At one point, I had heard talks of Josh Brolin being in that movie, and I don't know if that would just be as like one of John Connor's soldiers or if they were thinking him Terminator, but you watch No Country for Old Men, and... good in that movie.
Really?
I would watch him.
Well, you know, everybody keeps asking me, they're like, so is Arnold Schwarzenegger going to, not everybody, this one douchebag at work. Okay. Asked me, is Arnold Schwarzenegger going to reprise his role? I'm like, first of all, he's almost like, what is he, 60 now?
Right.
No. Second of all, he's a little busy running some state government somewhere.
Yeah.
I don't know, some little state, Rhode Island or somewhere.
Yeah.
And I don't think he really has time for that horse shit now, you know? But I don't know. We'll see, I guess. I don't know. I have a hard time picturing anybody else in the role besides, Arnold.
Right.
But Arnold does not save a Terminator movie, as can be fucking illustrated by Terminator 3, the shit pile that is a polished dog turd.
Yeah.
I believe that was the subtitle.
So this, I think you're right. So this may very well end up being one of those movies again that they just did not need to make.
Right, right. But, you know, Christian Bale saved Batman.
Yeah. And then at the same time, you get people asking, well, why don't they make another Back to the Future?
They probably don't make another Back to the Future because the subtitle would have to be Shaken, Not Stirred.
That's what I was wondering. If you think about it, you should have had your answer right after you asked that question.
You know, when I was in that sketch comedy troupe in college, we did a skit called Muhammad Ali and Michael J. Fox Jenga.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it was dirty. We're going to hell for that shit, I'll tell you. That's the worst thing ever.
I like it.
Yeah, I would have liked it too if I wouldn't have like smelled brimstone and sulfur while I was fucking doing it. That was terrible. I don't know what the hell we were thinking. That was horrendous. If our levels are a little goofy here, it's because we had to fucking stop and start again, because apparently that's how we roll. The software just isn't really working for us the way we'd like it to. Hopefully when Corey comes in tomorrow, he can teach me all of the stuff that you have to learn to do this, you know, professional-like. I don't fucking know. I don't know what any of this stuff does. I'm just turning knobs.
It's all trial and error right now.
Reminds me a lot of my sophomore year in high school.
Just turning knobs.
Yeah,
huh?
I didn't really know whether it was going to produce the desired effect or not, but I turned the shit out of those things and hope to God that she was going to moan or not punch me or something.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, man. I switched from that Honey Wise to the coffee. I was, like, sitting so frustrated with this shit that I'm like, I got to fucking concentrate. So introduce a stimulant. That's what I say.
Yeah.
That's fucking, this gain is way too high. We got the mic a little too sweet.
Edit that out.
Yeah, there we go. I hope they're not going to make another Back to the Future, are they?
No, they're not. They're not. See, I don't really know what that had to do with Terminator, but it was in the same same post on that movie hole forum, and the person that shot it down said the crowd got real uppity and was like, "Well, why not?" You know, and then he said, "Come on, think about it." He's like, "I don't really exactly think that Michael J. Fox is up to donning the hoverboard again." So no, he shut that down pretty quick.
He can't get on a hoverboard all twitchy. However, I think he's doing better now, isn't he? Isn't he doing a little?
I think so.
I mean, he's supposed to be, like, he ate a baby brain or something, and it made him better.
Awesome.
That's what I heard. fuck. No, Back to the Future does not need to be remade. No. I mean, fuck, Best Buy can barely sell the copies of it that they have. I mean, I like the movie.
Yeah.
I mean, I saw Back to the Future 3 in the theater.
Yeah.
It was a good flick.
It's true.
I just figured out why we need it there. That'll be better, maybe. I don't know. I love this fucking just learn as you go bullshit, because this will probably be the worst podcast I've ever made. And it has nothing to do with
Thanks
you,
Thanks for inviting me. I appreciate that.
Well, wow. It has absolutely nothing to do with you, sir. It has a lot to do with the fact that I'm doing a really shitty job with the audio engineering here.
Good, I can mask the shittiness of my first podcast under your inept audio engineering.
You know, blame me. I'm cool with that.
Just all
right. Say it's all my fault, you know. What the fuck am I going to do?
Hmm.
You know, that one that I did with that other buddy of mine, it was okay, but the sound quality fucking sucked, you know? I mean, you couldn't get, I don't know. Watch any porno?
Wow, where the hell did that come from?
That's a segue.
That is a segue. No, actually not. No.
Really?
Yeah.
Things are so good at home that you don't find the need to watch porno at all.
Apparently that's what I'm telling you.
Wow.
Yeah. You?
Yeah, all the time.
Really?
Yeah. Pretty much daily. RedTube.com.
Really?
Yeah. What the fuck?
I'm telling you, man.
Are you some kind of communist or something?
No, no commie. No, no.
What the? How could you have not heard of RedTube.com?
Explain it to me.
It's like YouTube, only for porno. Oh, you just go there.
I thought that was XTube.
You know, I tried that. Wasn't impressed.
Really?
Now, RedTube so far is my favorite of all the porno sites. I would say RedTube, without a doubt, is top tier. That's just my that's the way I feel. Well, because you go there and every day they give you a new video.
Really?
Yeah. Every day they give you. And it's not all amateur shit either. Some of it's professional porno, quality porno. So, I mean, you can... Or occasionally it is amateur stuff. So you're like, yeah, I bet they've broken up since... Because I bet you anything, this is his I'm going to get back at that slut deal. Yeah. And I'm gonna post it on redtube.com.
Nice.
And, Jenny is like, we will never record ourselves having sex because then we'll break up and you'll put it on RedTube. Which is what I love about her, because it's not, why are you watching porno? It's, we're never making a video. Because...
You're not putting me in that position.
Indeed. No, that position right there. The one where she's got her ankles up by her ears. That one hurts.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so it's like, what the fuck, you know? I'm digging this gear here.
Yeah.
I wish I could get it to work correctly. I don't know. So I would say the whole year. Best movie you've seen so far?
Whole year, best movie I've seen so far.
Since January 1st.
Really? Iron Man.
Yeah.
For me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd probably agree.
I really enjoyed it.
Yeah. I'm kind of slutting out to Iron Man right now. I'm pimping it, and I'm telling everybody to go see it, and they're like, I don't like superhero movies. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Did Laura go with you to see
it? She did. She thought it was going to be good.
Right.
Which usually when she said, like, we walked out of the theater, and she goes, that was better than I thought it was going to be. Which to me, I was like, so you thought it wasn't going to be good? And she's like, no, I thought it was going to be good. So that just means it was awesome. She wanted to go see it again.
Really?
And I'm looking forward to The Hulk because people are have high expectations of it too.
I think that will be the demise of the show, sir.
You think so?
Yep. Have you heard about Edward Norton? He's not doing any publicity for the movie.
Really?
Yeah. He apparently did not like the final cut of the movie, and said he didn't really want anything to do with it. So he's out, doesn't want to do any promo. Apparently he really likes to have his hand in the final editing process as the star of the movie, and they said, no, we don't like your idea, we're not doing it. He's like, fine, I won't promote the movie for you. And he was out.
What the fuck?
Yeah. So to me, that's the death knell for any film, is when your star is like, I don't want anything to do with it.
Yeah.
Apparently there was an original cut that ran like basically the same running time as Iron Man, like 210, 215. Yeah. And that was the one Edward Norton liked. He said it told the story better. It really fleshed out the characters. It made everything come together. It made it everything that the first Hulk movie was not.
So how long is this new cut?
Like an hour and a half, I think.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So apparently, you know, with American History X, he went back and recut the movie.
Yeah.
And then released his own cut
of the movie.
I don't think he'll be doing that with this, because I'm pretty sure that Stan Lee and Marvel are going to be like, fuck you, that's ours.
Yeah.
Good luck, you know. You saw what we did to that first Fantastic Four movie that is only on YouTube now. we had every copy destroyed, so we can ruin you, Mr. Norton, Mr. Edward Norton.
Wow. Well, maybe I'm not excited.
Yeah. I don't know. Have you seen any trailers for it?
I've seen one.
The Hulk is a little too, he behaves a little too Gray Hulk for me.
Originally, that's what they were saying, that it was going to be Grey Hulk. I was actually surprised to see green.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, because he uses a lot of tools, mm-hmm. and he breaks cars apart and uses them as shields a lot. Mm-hmm. And then when him and the dude who ends up being the Abomination. They square off in this mm-hmm. field. And they end up nose-to-nose, standing there talking.
Really?
Yeah. And then the Hulk isn't like, Romeo, Romeo, wherefore art thou, Romeo? But the guy who becomes the Abomination is like, is that all you got? I know. And they have a fist fight before he's the Abomination. And he's trying to do leg sweeps and roundhouse kicks. I'm like, that's a goddamn incredible Hulk. He can throw a car four miles. You're going to try to kick the guy? I mean, even if you kick him in the nuts, it's just going to make him angry.
Yeah.
I mean, it just, I'm having a lot of problems with just the entire setup and the presentation of the Hulk. And I was talking to somebody the other day, and they were like, I really like the idea of the Hulk movie,
mm-hmm.
but I want it to be more realistic. I'm like, well, how do you mean more realistic? Well, you know, like Lou Ferrigno was the Hulk. He was just a regular guy, but he was big. So that doesn't make any sense, because in the regular TV series, the Hulk could lift up the end of a car. Yeah. Okay, the real Hulk, as Marvel Comics has set up the Hulk, can pick up that car and throw it to the next county. You know, he travels by jumping, which is, in essence, controlled flight.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, you know, and none of these things were in the Lou Ferrigno show. No. Okay, not that I didn't enjoy the show.
No.
I'm just saying that pretty much his biggest, like, power was crushing through a wall.
Yeah.
You know, and that's, the Hulk is so much stronger than that. I mean, the Hulk is, he's so fucking, he's such a destructive physical force, they sent him to another goddamn planet.
Yeah.
Like, we don't want you here anymore.
To which he conquered and fought his way back.
And then apparently humped some chick because he's got a kid now.
Great.
Yeah. Scar, I think. Scar, son of Hulk, I believe.
Sounds Viking-like.
Yeah, a little bit. He's, they just, number one just came out, I think, last week or something. He's a little more contained than Hulk. He uses weapons, swords, and shit. But he's a little more... I haven't read it, but I saw an advertisement for it somewhere. I can't remember. Probably on the internet in between porno sessions, because you need some downtime. Otherwise, you chafe. What?
Alright. Yeah, I don't... So he uses weapons while he's, like, the more sophisticated Hulk. Instead of hiding behind
they're not like
tank parts, he's, like...
Well, right, they're not, like, laser beams or anything. But, yeah. Are you talking about the Hulk in the movie or Scar?
Scar, I'm talking
about he has, like, Hulk. He's got a couple swords and he's got, like, armor. And he wears clothes.
Oh, okay.
I mean, the Hulk wears pants because it's a PG-13 movie. But... or it might even be just PG. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think the Hulk needs to be directed by, like, Chris Noth. Or by, fucking the guy who, not Chris Nathy, that's the guy who is in Sex and the City.
Right, right.
Chris Nolan. Yeah.
It's like, wow, you were going
Chris
in
Nolan
radical
or Timothy
direction.
Nolan? Chris, the guy who directed the Batman movies.
Yeah.
Nolan.
Yeah.
Chris?
I got nothing.
Chad? Ralph? Steven?
Just some name enter here.
Yeah, and his last name is, his second name is Nolan.
Okay? Yes, okay, good job.
I think he needs to direct, you know, like your Hulk movies, your Wolverine movies, the movies that need to have a darker tone.
Yeah.
Needs to be a Nolan film.
That Wolverine movie sounds like they're trying to put too much into it, too.
Oh, yeah.
Have you heard about all that? You know, Deadpool's going to be in it for a few minutes.
Gambit.
This other character.
Basically, I think they're using this movie to introduce all the characters that they couldn't cram into X-Men 3.
Right.
You know.
So awful, because I think a lot of people are excited for Wolverine. I'm not.
No.
But,
you know, I was never a big proponent of Hugh Jackman playing Wolverine to begin with,
mm-hmm.
just because he's not the right, he's too pretty, he's not the archetype for Wolverine. Wolverine is an angry, he's a lot like me.
Yeah.
He's a small, angry man who just happens to heal well, you know? So the same as me, except for all of the healing well parts and the full head of hair. None of that is true.
I always thought you more a DeVito than a...
So I'm more Penguin than Wolverine? Is that what you're telling me?
I don't know.
So you see me more as an Ock than a bub?
I see you palling around with Arnie in a buddy movie. Twins!
I got all the bad parts.
Yeah.
That's true. That's some horse shit, man. I should hold you personally fucking responsible.
The 7-man milkshake sounds like something you'd enjoy.
Damn. Where the hell did that come from?
I don't know.
Fuck. Like my Hamburglar mug here?
I do.
I got a coffee mug with a Hamburglar on it. But nobody else has one of those out there of our, you know, 8 listeners.
Yeah, it's dwindling by the moment.
Yeah, no shit. Like, hey, why don't you buy us fucking some $400 worth of equipment that actually works, asshole?
That's what they're thinking right now. Right.
Like, hey, yeah, I don't know, every 5 minutes, why don't we glitch? We've been going for almost 20 minutes now without a...
Of course, finally.
I think by shutting that sink offline, I think that is what fixed it. I think that's...
All right.
It's not trying, it's not fighting anymore to do whatever.
Good,
it's
that thing about killed your whole computer last round.
Yeah, fuck, yeah, there was actually, we actually had another edit in there, the entire computer locked up, and we went to shit, right around the discussion about Back to the Future.
Mm-hmm.
Which, bad news for you folks, good news for me, because I got to take a pee. Anything you want to say to the folks before we take off?
I blame Zach.
Fair enough. That's been Misinformation for this week. I'm Zach.
I'm Eric.
Love you. A little more bite, a little less bark. A little less bite, a little more spark. Shut your mouth and open up your heart. Baby, satisfy me. Satisfy me, baby.
satisfy me, girl. Satisfy me, baby. Satisfy me. Satisfy me, baby. Satisfy me, girl. Satisfy me. Satisfy me, baby. Satisfy me, baby.
I blame Zach.